But joining us by phone now is Miss Marilyn Moriello, and I probably pronounced that your last name incorrectly. I apologize.
Thank you for joining us today.
I'm happy. I'm very happy to be here.
So Marilyn is calling from South Kakalaki.
Yep, South Carolina.
Well, Marilyn, I'll give you a chance to introduce yourself to all of our listeners here in Central Texas.
And tell us how we found you.
That's right.
Okay, well, we just said, I'm from Charleston, South Carolina. So the question is, well, what am I doing on a Central Texas radio show? And I was introduced to Armor of God by my brother Paul DeRosa, last year. He was involved with the fundraiser, and, you know, he told the whole family about it, and I called in, I donated, and I don't listen all the time to Armor of God, but I listen sometimes because I felt I have a connection. To tell you a little bit about myself, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. I moved to South Carolina about 13 years ago. I am the product of a Catholic education from kindergarten through college. I was blessed in that my husband discerned he should become a deacon in the church, and I got to participate in diaconate formation with him, which led me to the certification program for spiritual direction at Spring Hill College in Alabama, in Mobile. And also studied retreat director formation. And so now I am a spiritual director, a retreat director, and that's my ministry. And aside from my marriage, which is my primary vocation, my vocation in life.
That's fantastic. Spiritual direction. So that's good.
Wow.
Was that something that you discerned while your husband was going through the diaconate program, or is that something that you had thought about beforehand?
You know, I would say throughout the diaconate and even before the diaconate, I felt that there was something else I should be doing, something more that I wanted to give. I had prison ministry. I still teach once a week in prison to men who are in a reentry program, but I felt there was something else. And I was at a meeting with the diaconate, and the bishop actually announced at the time, it was Bishop Guglielmoni, that they were going to be starting a spiritual direction program in the Diocese of Charleston, which is the diocese I belong to.
Okay.
Because he didn't believe there were enough spiritual directors in our diocese. Yeah. And when he said that, it's like, that's for me.
Wow.
So, you know, I went to the head of the program and I said, I'd really like to do this. And I said, but I don't know if I have the right credentials. And because, and this is providence, right? This is God's finger touching us. Because I had gone through 5 years of diaconate formation with my husband, I did have the credentials.
Yeah.
So nice. I was accepted into the program at Spring Hill, and it was a 2-year program. And then when I finished that, I made a 30-day Ignatian retreat, what the Jesuits call the long retreat, which is a 30-day silent retreat. And then I went into retreat director formation, and now I am able to give that retreat as well as shorter ones, and I do that retreat in what we would call everyday life.
Okay.
So we
That's
do it over
wonderful.
A period of, it's called the 19th annotation. I do it over a period of 6 to 8 months, which is a way to pray every day, reflect, and spend some time with the Lord before you go out into your everyday. And I think, Tom, when we first started to talk about the book that you're doing, you know, the consecration to Jesus through Mary, I said to you, this is an entry, right? It's like an entry point into prayer. And it's also, I thought about it some more after we spoke, and it's like, this is our response. This is an invitation that you are giving to all of the people listening to respond to God, like God's pure gift, graciousness to us. And what a great thing you're doing. I think it's just fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. We appreciate that. We appreciate that very much. You know, it is a labor of love.
It's again, like you said, Marilyn, the finger of God.
It is.
in our lives pointing us to this ministry. But you've also done the consecration to Jesus through Mary.
Yes, I have. I've actually done it more than once. I have not used the book that you are using. I use Father Michael Gately's book.
Oh, okay. The 33
which is
days.
33 days to morning glory.
Okay.
The first time I did it on my own. The second time I did it, our parish actually sponsored it. And we formed small groups, and we all got together at a local monastery where they give retreats at the very end for our consecration.
How beautiful.
And it was just a really beautiful experience. And I did do it one more time, so I actually have done it three times, using a book by Father Brian McMaster, A Consecration to Jesus Through Mary with St. John Paul II. Totus Tuus.
Yeah.
Obviously, I think this is a very worthy thing to do.
Yeah. You know where Father Brian McMaster is now the pastor at, right?
No.
At your brother's church.
At your St. Paul Chong Hsong right here in Harker Heights. Yeah. So, listen. That ain't scripted, folks.
Yeah.
This is live radio.
See, again, the finger of God.
Yeah, amen. For sure.
There
amen.
He is.
Amen. That's what it's all about. So I want to talk a little bit about the consecration. You know, with the 33 days of morning glory, describe how the – can you kind of describe that process for us? And how?
Yes. So what Father Gately does is first you select a day that you're going to start, and you sort of that sort of backs you into ending on a Marian feast day. So you start, you pick out the Marian feast day you want to end at, mm-hmm. and then that tells you when to start. And then every week is dedicated to someone who had a very close relationship with Mary, with the Blessed Mother. Week one, of course, we start out with St. Louis de Montfort, who is like the father of the Marian consecration.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then second week, they introduce us to, and they give us reflections, they give us readings, things from his life, prayers, that kind of thing. And you go day one through seven, and you are introduced to St. Louis de Montfort. You're introduced to his devotion to Mary, where it comes from. They give you a few prayers to pray, and, you know, enkindling in us like the desire, right? The
mm-hmm.
desire.
Mm-hmm.
And the desire is already there because you wouldn't have picked up the book if it wasn't.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It starts there. But now he sort of helps bring you in deeper into this desire.
Mm.
And then you go to St. Maximilian Kolbe, who is just incredible.
Yes.
And you read through his life and his devotion to Mary, and again with some prayers, and again it brings you in deeper, and you start seeing more clearly how Mary is leading them to Jesus, right? Mary mm-hmm. is leading them to Jesus. And then we go to Blessed Mother Teresa. Now she's Saint Mother Teresa.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And again, the same thing. How Mary leads us to Jesus. And then through Jesus, how we serve him through other people. And then the final person is Saint John Paul II. You know, when he was shot, mm-hmm. when he was on the ground in St. Peter's Square looking up, he was looking for some place for his eyes to fall on the Blessed Mother.
Mm.
And there wasn't anything. And he had a beautiful mosaic put in St. Peter's Square where when you look up from anywhere, you see it. And it's like the first time I was in Rome, it wasn't there.
Oh.
The second time I went back, it was there. And it was just like your eyes went right to it. And he, of course, had this huge devotion to Mary. And again, Mary led him to Jesus. And then Jesus leads us, of course, to the Father. And how do we love God? How do we love when we say, we love our God. And it's how we love other people. And Mary and Jesus accompany us in that. And this book helps us.
Marilyn, you and I were talking a little bit about the original St. Louis de Montfort consecration and how you had gone through the whole thing. I myself failed. I didn't get through the whole thing.
It's
pretty hardcore. So could you just make a couple comments about that in comparison to the 33 Days to Morning Glory program and then the Brian McMaster book?
Yeah, you know, I did the 33 Days to Morning Glory first.
Okay.
And then I said, oh, I got to do more. So then I did the Louis de Montfort. And I think part of the reason it's brutal, it's hard. Very hard one to do. But part of it is because of when it was written. You know, it's sort of written
in old English.
A couple of centuries ago. It's, the language is not easy. And the only reason I completed it is because, this is just my personality, I love to read, and I cannot start a book and not finish it.
Oh, you are good. See, not me.
I
start books all the time and never finish.
Like, somehow it's like a failure. Like, I can't do it. I have to go back to it. So that's the only reason I finished it. What I liked about the Totus Tuus book by Father Brian McMaster is that he sets it up in, you know, you start out, you pray the Angelus, mm-hmm. start your day, your, you know, time of prayer, praying the Angelus, and then he gives you something to contemplate, something for, you know, so you pray the Angelus, you pray for the Holy Spirit, and then you form your desire. So on day one, it's and this is very Ignatian, gratitude for God's loving plan to share his life with you through Mary. Then he gives you a scripture reading, and then something from the catechism, and then something from St. John Paul himself.
Okay.
And you do that every day. So, you know, it asks you for a little bit more of a time commitment, a little bit more, you know, of being quiet and thinking about it. But you know, the good thing about doing this, and you can use that method mm-hmm. with any book you read,
yeah.
any, you know, like with this one by Father Gillespie, mm-hmm. you can do the same thing. Always ask for the gift, the grace that you want from God. Mm-hmm. And actually, you can do that every time you pray. Always start your prayer. You know, once you enter into prayer, then ask for what it is that you want.
Yes.
And then read the scripture, or in the case of the book, the passage from the book. And then it's good, whatever the person who is writing it, because, you know, they've spent a lot of time and that kind of thing, putting it all together. But then you can always enter into your own conversation with God.
Yes.
You know, saying
yes.
what you think, what you need. What are you asking? And the question is, how does this look in my life? How, Lord, are you asking me to live this in my life? Now, you're not going to get, well, maybe you will, and you're one of the lucky ones. You're not going to get, like, thus says the Lord, like a booming voice. But then just hold that, and then go about your day, and you will find throughout your day, God answers you.
He does. He gives you little signs.
You're paying attention, yes. if you're aware.
Amen.
And I think that's what really is at the heart of all of these 33-day exercises, is being more aware of
God,
the
in
Lord
your life.
Working in your life.
Yes.
You know, whether
right.
it's asking for the intercession of our Blessed Mother or one of the great saints or whomever, it's really all about trying to grow closer to God and listening to what he's trying to tell us every single moment of every single day, in guiding our will to be in line with his will.
Yeah. Right. And he does always, and like I said, he does always answer us.
He does.
And it's sometimes very subtle, but we have to be paying attention. And sometimes it's not quickly. Sometimes it's, he reveals himself over a period of time. And then when you look back, you can say, oh, I see it.
Yes.
I see it. And these dedications, these consecrations, are great. First of all, because it will bring us closer to Mary, our mother, mm-hmm. who always points to Jesus. Amen. She is always pointing you to her son. She is always bringing you to her son. And think about it. She's our mother, his mother. So her son, our savior, but our brother.
Yes.
Right? And then we go to Jesus. So she's always pointing us. And we go through however many days it is, 30 days, 33 days. But it's like in that time, it will possibly increase our desire to then continue.
Mm-hmm.
How do we continue?
That's the key.
Yes,
that's
yes.
the key.
Because right? we talked about this yesterday, that the consecration is meant to be a new way to live your life. It's not just a one and done, or it's just not a token
right.
of time that you do it.
Right.
But it is something that is to teach you to delve deeper into your spirituality every day of your
right.
life and live it that way. Yeah.
Right. It's a great thing to do. It's a great yeah. gateway
yes.
to prayer.
We were talking about how this all focuses us back to our Blessed Mother, who focuses us all back on
her son. Jesus.
And we have an icon sitting on the table here. Those of you in radio world and on the phone can't see it. But it's an icon. It's actually a picture of an icon from the Holy Land, and it's Our Lady of Jerusalem.
Yes.
And it's the icon. You can just hit the search engine in your phone there and look it up yourself. But in this icon, she's holding a young Jesus. Not a baby, but, a kind of toddler Jesus, I guess. I don't know. But it's clear with her hand gesture as he sits, at her shoulder or on her lap or whatever, that she's pointing to him. And that's what this is all about, is admiring her, not worshiping her, admiring her, acknowledging her, asking for her help as we get closer to Jesus Christ. Marilyn, just talk about how the consecration, whether it's the first one that you did with the Morning Glory or St. Louis de Montfort's, just talk about how that impacted your life as a wife, a mother, spiritual director, all the different aspects of your life.
Yeah, so, I have a great devotion to Mary, my Marilyn, my Mary. So I've always had a great devotion to Mary. And I found with each one, it makes her more alive, more real, and really great role model. Like, my image of Mary isn't like, like you look at her in some of these statues and pictures, and mm-hmm. She's sort of pale and very delicate. I don't think Mary was like that. Mary was a strong woman.
Amen.
Yes.
A strong woman. Like, look at what she did in her life, but with such humility, mm-hmm. such quietness, such grace. And isn't that something for us to model ourselves
yes.
on with our children, with our husbands, in our jobs, right? I mean, maybe Mary didn't have a job outside the house like we do now, but she lived in a community and mm-hmm. she worked in that community. And doing the consecration, what's begun to happen for me, or what started happening, is that when I would read the Magnificat, right, my soul proclaims the glory of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. But as I started reading that, as I started praying with it, it became not just this like beautiful prayer, but it became almost like her anthem,
mm-hmm.
and I started thinking, we all live our life to a soundtrack, and that was Mary's, right?
Yeah,
my
yeah.
soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. And I would think Mary taught that to Jesus,
yes.
right? When he was, like you said, that icon, Jesus as her little boy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She taught that to Jesus, and she teaches it to us. And I think as she went through her life and the difficulties in her life, like the
sure.
flight into Egypt,
yeah.
as they're mm-hmm. riding on their, as they're fleeing from Bethlehem, as they're fleeing to Egypt, Mary was praying that, was singing that. Mm-hmm. And isn't that what she calls us to?
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yeah.
We can look at all every aspect of Mary's life, and we can see our life in it, her life in us, calling us, again, not to worship her, but to follow her.
Right.
And where does she lead us? She leads us to her son. She's like, you know, when you pray the Hail Mary, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you say the first part, and then you say, that's the hinge. She brings us to Jesus.
That's right.
Thy womb, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
The hinge.
Yeah.
Like she brings, and here you are.
Yes.
And then you ask her to intercede for you. And you can say yes at the hour of your death, but you can also put in, if you're praying for someone, that person's name. And for me, Mary became much more real by doing these consecrations. It made me concentrate, think about her, focus, and reflect on what does it mean to be a woman, a Christian woman, a Catholic woman.
Yeah.
With Mary as my model. Mary as my guide in life. And, you know, when you're struggling with something, yes, you can say, what does Jesus do? But as a woman, you could say, okay, Mother Mary, Mama, what do I do?
Yeah. Yeah, I think about the one of my favorite scenes in Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ is early in the movie. Where Jim Caviezel's character of Jesus is at home, and you know Mary's rushing around the house and she's cooking and she's trying to straighten up and she's cleaning and she's doing all the wonderful great things that all of our mothers have done at some point in time in their life, and Jesus is building a dining room table, you know, and it's taller. Like what we would be accustomed to at a dining room table where we sit. And I remember Mary, you know, saying to him, you know, what are you doing? What are you building? And he said, it's a table to eat at. And she goes, it's too high. And he goes, no, trust me, someday everybody's going to be sitting like this and eating at a table. And she kind of, you know, whacks him on the shoulder, you know, and brushes him off as kind of just being a goofball, you know, and
right.
A mischievous young man, you know. Just kind of playing, being a little prankster or whatever, you know. And I think about that interaction and how human our Lord was at times in his life. And B, and how our Blessed Mother, you know, would
was truly a mother.
Truly a mother, yes. And all the things, like you were mentioning, all the things that she had to teach him. He had to wipe his nose, you know,
and just the
little things.
The closeness of their relationship as mother and son. If we could cultivate that kind of a relationship with our Blessed Mother to really feel her motherhood and her motherliness towards each of us, how that would change our life. Whether we have a great relationship with our moms, whether our mom is passed on, whether we were abandoned or put up for adoption, Mary is always our mother, and she is never going to leave our side, and she will always be there with us and be a mom to us if we let her.
Yep.
If we let
and
her in our hearts.
And always bring us to Jesus.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Amen. Marilyn, before we get out of here in the next minute or so, any kind of final thoughts or words of wisdom that you would like to impart on our listeners about the consecration or anything else?
Yes, I encourage everyone to do it. Get the book, do it, and if you can, form a small group and do it with the group. And I also want to just mention again, I mean, what you all are doing is really just a wonderful ministry. You know, we're a family, and let's all just be a family and support each other. And I am really praying for the success of your fundraiser. Catholic radio in the world is so important. In South Carolina, we're still considered a missionary diocese. And I cannot tell you how many people come to the Catholic Church through Catholic radio. Let's do it.
Amen.
Let's do it.
Amen. Let's do it, people.
Thank you
that's
so
the goal.
Much.
That's it. Somebody needs to write that as a tagline for maybe a shoe company. No, I'm kidding. Let's do it. That's Catholic Radio's tagline. Let's do it.
Marilyn, this has been such a pleasure to sit here and speak with you on the radio. So thank you so much for making time for Armor of God Catholic Radio today. And folks, please help support this kind of content. And as Marilyn said, we're all one family and we all need to support each other. So please dig deep and help support Catholic Radio in Central Texas. And as you can see around the world, as people download the app or listen through our website, this station affects more than just people right here in Central Texas. You never know the soul that God is pointing a finger at to turn on Catholic Radio and have their life changed.
And I tell you what, folks, if you're listening to us on the app and there's not Catholic Radio where you are, maybe the Lord is calling you to start a Catholic radio station in your area. You know, there's ways to do that. You got to, as Mother Angelica said, you got to be a little bit of a dummy or a dodo or both. But you can truly step off in faith. EW10 makes it really, really easy. I'll be honest with you. They make it really, really easy to start a Catholic radio station. I'm happy to help share how we did it.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Yes, amen.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, my
you're
gosh.
You're welcome.
I'm going to
be praying for you.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank
very
you.
Much. We really
thank
appreciate
you, thank
it.
Thank you.
God bless everybody.